from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Stacked up against the rest of the province, the Porcupine Health Unit region is doing admirably in the rate of people getting at least one COVID-19 vaccination. Program manager Kendra Brene says we're just over the 90% rate for first doses and slightly over 84% for second doses. She's pleased, but urges us to continue practicing safety measures because of increasing case numbers across the province.
And especially in some of our northern health units around us, such as the Sudbury area, which has seen a huge increase in cases in the last few days and weeks.
Brene says PHU is still awaiting approval to vaccinate children between the ages of 5 and 11. Add another positive test for COVID-19 for the PHU. It's in Timmins, giving the region 9 currently active. Another COVID-19 booster shot has been approved for Canada. Health Canada has given the green light to the use of the Pfizer vaccine as a booster. Pfizer submitted it for approval in October, and it then went through an independent review. People 18 and older will be able to get the shot at least 6 months after they got their first two. The Ford government is boosting mental health and addiction support for Ontario's frontline healthcare workers. Deputy Premier Christine Elliott says $12.4 million over 2 years will go towards continued rapid access to a slew of expanded and new treatment options for those in the acute care, long-term care, and home and community care sectors. Elliott says these supports will be provided through 5 hospitals, the Canadian Mental Health Association, and the Ontario Psychological Association, all through partnerships with the province. Finally, this afternoon, whenever you're running errands between now and Saturday night's Santa Claus parade, Moose 93.1 hopes you think of picking up a pair of new socks. Not everyone has the luxury of owning socks. That's where Socks Timmins comes in. It collects and distributes them to men, women, and kids in need. Coordinator Carol Halt notes that Socks Timmins hasn't had a collection since late 2019 because of the pandemic.
I did have a supply of socks that over the course of the last 18 months I've been distributing as people have requested them. So my supply is very low at this point.
Halt adds that she's in particular need of men's and women's socks. Saturday's parade begins at 6 o'clock. We'll be picking up your donations along the route, along with Socks Timmins. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.